Over the course of 30 years, Frank Costello rose from being a teenage street gang member to a legendary crime boss, while personally living by the creed, brains over brawn. But do you know who shot Frank Costello in the head? Welcome to Killer Knowledge, the daily true crime trivia show. I'm Carter Roy. It's time to play along with your friends, family, or fellow true crime fans. You'll have the chance to answer 5 trivia questions with 6 seconds to make your guess. Let's play Killer Knowledge.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and 2 tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off, or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs, and My Lotto Rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
As a young Italian immigrant in New York City, Frank Costello quickly dropped out of school and joined local street gangs, earning his first arrest at 17 years old. 10 years later, in 1918, he did a 10-month stint behind bars, which would dictate how he conducted himself as a gangster until his death. Question number 1. What was he arrested for in 1918? A. Drug smuggling. B. Murder. C. Concealing a weapon. The correct answer is C. Concealing a weapon. Once he was released, Costello decided he was going to stop carrying a weapon and start using his brain to wield his influence instead. During this time in New York, the mob was largely Sicilian. Costello was not. So when he befriended and began working with a Sicilian gang leader, some of the older mobsters weren't so welcoming. But that didn't stop Costello and his new partner in crime. Question number 2. Which Sicilian gang leader did Costello start working for? A. Al Capone. B. Paul Castellano. C. Charlie Lucky Luciano. The correct answer is C. Charlie Lucky Luciano. Over time, the two ousted the old school mob leadership and took control. But in 1936, Luciano was brought down with a prostitution case, and his underboss, Vito Genovese, ran off to Italy to escape murder charges. So Costello took over the family. Prior to being the new boss, Frank Costello had already set up the family to have a steady flow of income with a specific type of business that he was able to expand nationally and internationally. Question number 3. What type of operation did Costello bring the family into? A. Restaurant. B. Gambling. C. Transportation. The correct answer is B. Gambling. He had operations set up in Louisiana, Florida, and even Cuba. Although gambling operations were one of the ways Costello expanded his family's power, he also tried to have legitimate businesses like liquor imports and real estate. Then, in 1950, the United States Senate launched a huge investigation into organized crime. Costello found himself in Senate hearings where his refusal to answer a specific question was his downfall. Question number 4. What did Costello refuse to talk about that sent him to prison in 1952? A. His gambling operations. B. How many people he had killed. C. His net worth. The correct answer is C, his net worth. Costello spent 18 months in prison for contempt of Congress. After that, he was back in prison in 1954 for evading over $73,000 in taxes. He was released in 1957. The Senate hearings and the subsequent prison sentences weakened Costello's standing in the mafia. And on May 2, 1957, Costello was shot in the head in the lobby of his Manhattan apartment building. Question number 5, to end this episode. Who shot Frank Costello? A. Vito Genovese. B. Vincent the Chin Gigante. C. Charlie Lucky Luciano. The correct answer is B. Vincent the Chin Gigante was an associate of Vito Genovese, who thought he deserved the job as mob boss when Lucky Luciano stepped down. Costello survived, but the assassination attempt and bullet wound was enough to cause the 66-year-old to hand over power to Genovese. Frank Costello died in 1973, not from a mob hit, but from a heart attack. To everyone listening, thank you for playing Killer Knowledge with us. Don't forget to check us out on Facebook and Instagram at Parcast and on Twitter at Parcast Network. And you can also listen to more episodes of Killer Knowledge and other Parcast originals on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts. I'm Carter Roy. Join us again to find out if you can call yourself a true crime expert. Killer Knowledge was created by Max Cutler and is a Parcast Studios original. It is executive produced by Max Cutler. Produced by Kristen Acevedo, John Cohen, Gitu Mera, and Jonathan Ratliff. Sound designed by Kristen Acevedo. Killer Knowledge stars Carter Roy.